Hello, and welcome to a podcast celebrating a variety of venues in the city of Chester. This podcast is a collaboration between Storyhouse and Chester Schools Together, and you're about to listen to a highlights package of the project that we worked together on earlier in the year. To kick off, we'll head to Chester Cathedral. Tune in as we learn the history of the building, as well as some interesting facts, brought to us by students at Bishop's Bluecoat High School.
During the Christmas season, they host lots of events, including Christmas carol concerts, showing Christmas films with live orchestras, and lining the hoisters with Christmas trees decorated by local primary schools in Chester. During Easter, they perform the Easter Story out on the streets of Chester. The play tells the story of Jesus Christ's last few days on earth. The City Passion uses many of the unique features of Chester's historic city centre as a set to tell the story, with the audience finding themselves playing the role of the people of Jerusalem, standing close to the dramatic events as they unfold. And two key individuals working towards modernising the way the cathedral interacts with the community are Monica and Emily.
We are an active place of worship, we're an events venue, and we're also a tourism attraction. So you get a lot of people who come in for different things, and during Christmas you have Advent and Christmas from a liturgical service point of view. Then we also have a lot of Christmas concerts. Our choir do one of their most popular concerts of the year is done at Christmas time. And then you also have, you know, some candlelight concerts. We do, you know, some brunch with Santas. So there's like a wide variety of things happening. And then you also have the Christmas tree festival. So visitors are coming in to see, I think we have over 70 or 80 Christmas trees that schools and businesses decorate.
We have lots of different parts for our community. It's quite big. So we have our staff and volunteers here who are sometimes some of the closest people to the way that the cathedral runs. We have our congregation as well, who often will come here very frequently to worship, but sometimes people will come sort of once a year and see it as a place that they want to come for a service.
Now, let's hear from some students at Blaken High School as they discuss our Eastgate Clock and Roman Walls.
Eastgate Clock is a permanently open gate through the city walls of Chester, built in 1897 on the site of the original entrance to the Roman fortress of Diva Victrix. It is a prominent landmark in the city of Chester, and the Eastgate Clock on top of it is said to be the most photographed clock in England after Big Ben. The original gate was guarded by a timber tower, which was replaced by the stone tower in the 2nd century, and this in turn was replaced in the 14th century. The present gateway dates from 1768, and this is a three-arch sandstone structure which carries the walkway forming parts of the Chester city walls. In 1899, a clock was added to the top of the gateway to celebrate the Diamond Jubilee of Queen Victoria 2 years before. The clock was designed by a Chester architect named John Douglas.
We are also going to mention the city walls themselves. The Romans built these walls as a strategic position at the centre of Roman Britain. You can still walk on the 2 mile walk for free. Chester is the only city in Britain that retains the full circuit of its ancient fence walls. Walking the complete circuit gives wondrous views down into the city and gives a fantastic insight into Chester's ongoing history.
Our next move is checking in here at Story House, where we'll hear from students from Chester Catholic High.
Story House is a charity. Our home in Chester incorporates a library, theatres, an independent cinema, a community and creative spaces.
We have chosen the Story House because it is a modern day home for shows and reading, and it continues its past building ideas, being the Odeon.
Some facts about the Story House is that it was opened by the Queen. The library is open until 11 p.m. It is acting and reading and art books, opened May 2017.
Story House is very popular among all generations. Even on a Monday morning, students, colleges, friends and family gather to catch up with one another. Story House is a good place to go for studying and for friendly catch-ups.
Now, let's head down to one of Chester's crown jewels, flowing right through the core of our city. Pupils from King's School will check in with some locals about it.
The River Dee was the traditional boundary of the Kingdom of Gwynedd in Wales for centuries. Now it runs through both Wales and England, stretching around 700 square miles from its source on the slopes of the Mountain of Duwalt. And it is said to be the ancient personification of the war goddess Earthen, whose birds are said to be flying around.
Since the 18th century, the River Dee has been modernised in many ways, such as the Queen's Park Suspension Bridge. The bridge is one of only two footbridges across the river. It was originally built in 1852 at the instigation of Enoch Gerard.
What are some of the attractions that people like to do along the river?
Well, there are many and various. One is take a boat trip with ourselves here at Chester Boat. During the summer months, one can take out a pedalo, one can also take out a motorboat. depends on how adventurous you are. And obviously there are various rowing clubs that are in operation up and down the River Dee. Other than that, standing, staring, relaxing, taking in the scenery, taking in the wildlife, and on a good day, the weather as well. Further up the river, there is a deer park. That's pretty spectacular to see them. And the beauty of the countryside as you go further up into the Earl's Estate. Thomas Hardy once best put it, the novelist, it is literally like being far from the madding crowd. That is a gem in itself.
And now we move to the Bandstand, a bustling musical attraction nestled in the groves. The first recorded performance in the Bandstand was by the Mounted Band of the Royal Artillery and took place on May the 17th, 1913. It is situated on the groves in a beautiful setting overlooking the River Dee.
Nestled in the heart of Chester is the racecourse, dating back to the 16th century. Students from Upton High School divulge some of its rich history.
The racecourse was founded in 1539. Because of reasons such as people were desperate to avoid massacre and beating each other up in the annual football game, which had been going for over 500 years. This annual event was a mob football game to commemorate the Viking attack, which failed in the early 900s in Chester. Games kicked off by using the Viking head, which served as a football and as a medallion towards their victory.
Now onto an interview with our school history teacher.
So then the council decided if we have another form of entertainment, but one where you can't play football, that is going to make sure people aren't killing each other. So 1539, they come up with this conclusion, they're going to have a race, and the first race is in 1540. At some point in the early February, we've just had the anniversary.
Nowadays, Chester Racecourse is known for being the oldest racecourse still in use in England. The racecourse hosts a variety of events throughout the year, including the Chester May Festival and the Foamtastic Colour Blast. This way you can be covered in powder and foamy bubbles.
This podcast project was brought to you by Chester Schools Together in collaboration with Storyhouse. We'd just like to take this opportunity to thank all of the young people and staff at the schools, as well as Chester Schools Together staff, for helping us bring this together. We really hope you enjoyed the story and we're looking forward to seeing you soon. Thank you and goodbye.